Always special for us when we get a chance to sit down with quarterback Marcus Mariota, especially to talk about things a little deeper than just last week's game. The quarterback room, what it's like to play with some guys who are a lot older than you are, the coach that you play for, the system that you run, but also what you represent. Marcus Mariota is a guy who understands that the National Football League in this game is bigger than just what you see on Sundays. Matt Cassel is terribly serious, isn't he?
Far from it.
Can he get you with everything? It seems like the whole time you're with him, you're laughing about something.
He can turn any situation into a funny scenario or just make you laugh. And when you have a guy like that in the room, it really just brings your energy level up, just makes everybody happy, and you know, it's quite enjoyable to have him in the room.
And then you add another old guy into the room in Brandon Whedon, who's just a year younger than Matt. So these guys are both over 10 years older than you. It's like you're out with the AARP bunch, right?
I'll definitely share that with them when I see them next time. But they're a great group. I've got a fun quarterback room. You mix Tanya in there as well, and they make my job a whole lot easier on Sunday, whether it's helping me see on what's going on in the field or, you know, just taking a step back and just kind of enjoying breakfast. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have those guys, and thank them.
Quarterback is such a specific position. I'm sure you have played for quarterback coaches who did not play the position in their own career. Jason Michael did. He was a quarterback at Western Kentucky. Is it better for a quarterback if your coach was a quarterback in his past?
Well, I think it helps. They have that insight. They've played the position. They understand what's the expectation of you at the quarterback position. So when they're able to relate and you can sit there and talk over things, talk over what you see, they just completely understand. And that whole relationship, that whole connection allows you to just kind of have an open forum and make sure everybody's on the same page and communicating. So what I have with J. Mike is special, and I'm grateful for that as well.
This weekend's game against the Cincinnati Bengals is the salute to service game. As an NFL player, what does the salute to service game, honoring veterans, mean to you and your teammates?
It means a lot. And the amount of sacrifice, the amount of service, everything that they do for us, the least we can do is just pay a little tribute. And we're very fortunate to have them and what they do for us as in our country. And we'll never take any of that for granted. And every opportunity we have to just give them a little joy, pay a little tribute, it's the least that we can do. And we really look forward to this week.
And for Marcus Mariota, that starts in Hawaii, which is an important military post for all of us in the United States of America.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had family, I have friends that have gone through the military that, you know, serve. So it runs deep, and we're forever grateful for that sacrifice, because that's not easy. And when they're making it their livelihood and what they do, it's the ultimate sacrifice, and the least we can do is just say thank you.